everybody. Welcome to Stag Show. This is Bob.
What?
And on the other end is Miles.
What?
And he's going to do the whole show just saying...
What?
What, yeah.
What?
He's like the Budweiser frogs, except he's not as cute or as interesting or original either. So.
What?
What?
It's a new character I'm doing.
What?
What?
So what'd you do this weekend?
Don't ask.
Oh, you're supposed to say what?
What?
You blew it. All right.
Oh, man. Oh, I didn't. Oh, okay. Okay, wait. Give me one more chance.
Oh, okay. So what kind of car is that?
What?
Over there in the driveway.
What?
You know, the green one.
What?
That green car over there in the driveway.
What?
Yeah, this is like a Abbott Costello, I can see.
What?
Exactly.
What?
I don't know what to think about this.
Alright, I'm even annoyed at it now.
Yeah, already. I think it's not even been a minute.
Yeah.
I'm already tired of this shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah.
Here's the news this week. I'm looking over, like, where people are coming from to the site.
Mm-hmm.
Because I check that, because I'm a bit retentive.
Right.
And I find one from, I wish I could, usdoj.gov, I think. You know what that is?
Government.
It's the United States Department of Justice.
Oh, Christ. No.
Yeah, but it was, I mean, they didn't send us an email or anything, but they hit somebody from the Department of Justice hit the site this week.
Oh, Jesus.
And that kind of threw me for a loop, you know.
Oh, Christ.
I'm thinking, oh, Jesus, they think we're doing coded things or something, or what?
Oh, my God.
Somebody's listening. So, anyway, hello, everybody from the government.
Thank you. I don't know who this might be, but thank you. Wow, government.
Well, we actually do get a fair amount of military hits. And I looked that up, and evidently there's... for military people and certain installations to get on the internet, they go through this one URL. I don't know. Anyway, so we get a lot of hits from that, but I never got anything from the Department of Justice, so...
Well... I'm all for the military, man.
And also the United States Post Office.
Yeah.
Yeah, they came through.
I'm all for that, man, you know?
Yeah. But I just thought it was weird, so
I
thought
I'd tell you. I support you men and women.
Okay.
I do.
Literally.
Literally.
Yeah. Anybody, you need anybody to run alongside and hold your balls.
Yeah.
Miles is your man.
What?
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 Oh, so anyway... I'm feeling a bit old this week.
Okay.
I mean, I'm feeling a bit older than usual, I guess.
Well, wait, it's not your birthday.
No, not at all.
Because what are you? You're like 40 now or something, right?
Yeah, I'm just about 40. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
You're like 32 or something.
I am in my 30s.
Yeah.
And I was feeling old for two reasons.
Okay.
I got a haircut this week, and I think I have less hair, but I always do that every time I get a haircut anyway, but now that I'm even older, I even think I have less hair.
Uh-oh.
Plus, I got recognized by that lady again, which bothers me, and she ended up talking my ear off. I want to tell you, if you're going to go get a haircut, I don't like to go get a haircut when there's a lot of people there.
Right.
But there was nobody there, and so I got right in and started getting my haircut.
Right.
But then nobody else came in, and I think that's a worse situation because they don't rush. So then I got to talk for like half an hour about, you know, shit. And I mean, I do it here, but I mean, I don't do it. I'm uncomfortable getting my hair cut. I don't like it when the people are cutting my hair anyway.
Didn't some woman try to pick you up one time or something?
No, well, this is the same woman. She recognized me from somewhere. That's where I tell you I'm famous, even though I don't know
why. Oh, wait a minute. Didn't you have a story where you... She cut your hair, and then you went back like 5 years later, and she recognized you.
Yes, yes. And I hadn't seen her for over a year and a half, I think, now.
Yeah.
And she recognized me again.
Hey, good looking.
Yeah, I could be.
Hey, good daddy.
I have a really lazy stalker. It doesn't actually stalk me. She just waits for me to come get my hair cut.
Oh, great. She's going to be like an unknown Selena or something.
Yeah, exactly. Totally unknown Selena.
Yeah.
But, so that happened, and I'm like all freaky about my hair anyway. But anyway, the thing that made me feel really old was I was, you know, in the evening, you kind of get ready, for bed early, right? You put on, I don't know, what do you wear to bed? Do you go to bed naked or something?
No.
What do you wear?
I don't believe in that. My wife yells at me because she always thinks I'm like wearing like too much.
Oh, she.
I go up there. What if there's a fire? If there's a fire, I'm not gonna have the twig and berries hanging out while I'm running out for my life, you know.
She goes like, "Hope not. I hope you save the children and me."
Oh yeah.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't look for that.
No, I wear like sweatpants and a t-shirt.
Yeah. Oh, you wear a t-shirt even? Okay.
Yeah, it gets cold.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I just wear a pair of sweatpants, right?
Yeah.
And so, I usually keep a shirt on until about bedtime, you know, not to get the neighbors all upset or anything.
This isn't going to be like some kind of non-functional, you know, bedroom thing, is it?
No, what are you talking about?
Like, you know, you're shooting pool with rope.
Oh, something. No, not at all.
Oh, okay, I didn't know where this was going.
No,
okay,
I was going to say, the reason I felt really old is because I felt like your father.
Oh, no.
Your father, who's really old...
Well, he's oldish. I mean,
I mean, once you get past, isn't he like almost 70 or thereabouts?
No, he is 70.
Okay, well, he's really old.
Yeah.
Once you hit that mark,
he's not really old.
There's no use counting, you know what I mean?
He's not that old.
He's not 70?
Well, no, I mean, he's 70, but I don't think of him as like old, you know.
Well, of course you don't, but he's old, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm sitting out there watching TV or something, and my daughter says, "Daddy, what are you doing with Mom's pajamas on?" I go, "What are you talking about?" She's like, "You have Mom's pants on.
You weren't wearing like a black teddy or something."
No, but the reason I felt old was because, you know, your dad has this thing for wearing women's clothing.
Yeah.
And so I thought, God, do I have her pants on? Maybe I'm getting like Miles' dad and I'm starting to wear my wife's clothes.
Yeah.
They're more comfortable in the crotch.
Yeah.
But so I look and I'm like, "Well, no, these are mine, honey." And she's like, "Those look like Mommy's." So... what's even funnier is I wore them like before, but later in the evening when she was in bed, I put them on.
Yeah.
And my wife told me they look very faggy, my pajamas. Well, I just got these things for Christmas. Right? These bottoms that I'm wearing?
Yeah.
I'm wearing them right now, by the way.
Oh, good.
And they got like snowflakes on them or something.
Yeah.
And they're like, they're not sweatpants, they're like they're pajama bottoms, but there's no top to them, right?
Yeah.
Just for guys. So my mom got them for me, and then my wife tells me like a night before or so that they look real faggy. She's like, "You know, those things your mom got you look real faggy." And then I go, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And then my daughter tells me that they're my wife, so I'm guessing that means they look feminine. So I felt really old because, you know,
oh my God.
I got my hair cut and then,
well,
I'm evidently wearing very feminine bedwear.
You are somewhat taller than your wife.
Yeah, I'm a little taller than she is.
So, I mean, if they were hers, wouldn't they be like high waters on you anyway?
I suppose.
I mean, I would say...
They're not fitted or anything, you know.
You're about a foot taller than your wife, aren't you?
I don't think I'm a foot taller, but yeah.
I mean, you're taller, though.
Yeah, I'm quite a bit taller. But I could be, you know, maybe I got those short legs, like people with the big bodies and the short legs.
I don't know, I'm just... Glad you
I don't think
a
I do,
Teddy
but I
don't
know. No, I wasn't wearing a Teddy. But all I could think of is when she said that, I was like, "God, I'm Miles' dad."
Oh, no. That could be.
You know, it just makes me want to run out and pull a one-armed bandit.
Oh,
in women's underwear.
You know, the problem is you don't care after a while. It's like, you know, it's like,
yeah.
Oh, well.
I guess that's it. Maybe I'm at that stage.
I'm wearing something that belongs to a woman, but who cares?
Obviously I am, because I'm wearing them tonight, so...
You feel comfortable.
They're very comfortable.
A lot of room.
A lot of room in them.
Well, that's what counts.
There you go. There's nothing, no binding. No twisting, no binding.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Everything's very nice. Everything's in place. Feels good.
Wow.
They're very soft.
More information than I wanted to know.
And they have a slight lilac scent to them, I guess.
Yeah.
No, I don't think they do.
Yeah.
Maybe they do. I don't know. I can't really smell. So.
I don't know.
So yeah, so okay. I'm basically turning into your old man.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
So next time you see me,
yeah.
If we like go out to eat, I'll probably be hitting all over the waitresses and even though I know I have no chance in hell with them, that's okay.
Using coupons.
Yeah, using a lot of coupons.
Yeah.
I'll be eating about 3:30.
Yeah, you got a long way to go before you catch my old man.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the high water mark right there.
Yeah.
I'll have the zipper on the side of my pants.
No back pocket.
No back pockets. Right, exactly. Yeah. I won't have my wallet, so that way I won't have to pay.
Well, people that live in glass houses.
Oh.
Right?
There you go.
Right.
So what's up with you?
Oh, I'm exhausted again.
Again? So, I'm exhausted as usual.
I'm tired of being a parent.
Oh, well, there you go.
I came home Friday night from work. I'm tired.
Yeah.
And my wife is in the kitchen.
Okay.
You know,
I didn't realize that your wife was Hispanic.
Yeah, I know. You get out of there! No, like, she's going off about something.
It's like you guys are the reverse of Ricky and Lucy. You're the Lucy character.
I got something to tell you.
You got some explaining to do, Miles.
You get down here.
You're married to Rosie Perez.
Yeah. Hey, what you talking about? No, I came home, she's all upset about something. The kids are crying.
I don't know why they're crying, I just beat them.
Yeah, I don't know. I was kind of in a good mood, actually.
Yeah.
I come home, there's all this grief and woe.
It's Friday, alright, woo!
I know, I just want to relax, And make long story short, the kids were...
I just got some mail from my dad. It's a free Hummer coupon.
Oh.
I wonder if it's redeemable here.
No, it wasn't quite like that. Quite like that. For some reason, the kids were trusted to take out the family hamster.
Oh, Jesus.
And were allowed to play with this on their own, unsupervised.
Inside the house?
Yes.
Oh.
And,
check all the heating vents.
Yeah, and so unsupervised, they get distracted and start watching Hey Arnold or whatever the hell they start watching. SpongeBob or something. Hamster's gone.
Oh, man. Well, there you go.
Well, they've done their, little search.
Guess what we're having for dinner tonight, honey.
What?
Guess what we're having for dinner tonight, honey.
Yeah.
Hamster.
So now it's Dad's turn.
Hamster? Is that the cat?
Yeah. No, it was a hamster, yeah.
A hamster.
Now it's my turn, right?
Can you find that goddamn hamster?
So the first thing I do is grab a cardboard tube. No, I'm just kidding about that.
Jesus. Okay, kids. It's the only way to get him out of here.
I'm going to do something I don't want you to watch.
Avert your eyes.
This is how hamsters get shit faced. No. No, long story short, I find him after about an hour of looking.
Where'd you find him at?
In my own bedroom.
Oh, well, there you go.
He was getting all sad. I don't know what that was all about.
All those cardboard tubes you got there next to the bed.
I guess. Right?
Evidently, he was just going for his nightly ritual a little bit early.
I'm ready.
Okay. So,
Put the thing away. I give the kids this big 10-minute lecture.
Let the goddamn thing out of the cage.
Don't touch him. You need supervision. Just leave it alone.
Don't you have one of those balls?
That's what he was in, but they decided to take him out.
So you don't take him out of the ball, It's restricted.
Believe me, I gave this big lecture.
He's like one of those triple murder kind of things. You just transport him between holding cells.
Yeah.
And you don't let him out of your sight in between,
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like little Hannibal Lecter.
Exactly.
Furable
Lecter, is that what you're
saying? Furable, I don't know. I can't. That was 2 days ago, right?
Uh-huh.
Today, I go in the room. They got the son of a bitch out again.
So did you beat him?
I go, I give up.
I'm going to put this ball on your head.
I give up. What is that being transferred here with this message I'm trying to get across?
The fact that it's coming out of your hole, Daddy. even if Mom told us it would stick.
God. I don't know. You know, just
because every time you tell Mom something, she doesn't listen either. So we figure.
Yeah.
We can get away with it.
I don't know. I just you ever just feel like you're wasting your breath with your kids or what?
Are you kidding? Well, first of all, number one.
You're going to say, I know what you're going to say, but say it. Go ahead.
Why don't you just say it for me?
You should never let your kids play unsupervised with a wild animal.
I wasn't even going to say that.
Oh.
I was going to say, I would never get him a hamster at that young an age.
Yeah.
And they can just deal with what we got here now with the cat, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, wait till they can, you know, get a little older and they can get something, or until they move out of the house or something. They can get all the pets they want.
I mean, we haven't really had this thing out very much, to be honest with you. I mean, every time that it has been supervised up until this last incident.
That and maybe a little Benadryl in the old water bottle.
I guess.
Kind of subdue the hamster.
I can make a little tracking collar for this little bastard.
Yeah.
I'm glad I found him.
He turned rabbit. That hamster turned rabbit.
I'm like, what does the son of a bitch call on the TV or something, you know?
Miles Jr., get out of my eyeballing seat. I can see it's like Cool Hand Luke over there at your house.
Oh.
Hey, I paid the man $20 so I could have this job. He ain't got no authority around here, boy.
Oh, God.
You put your pop bottle back into the rack when you get done, or you spend the night in the box.
I'm not quite sure how that all fits into this.
You're like Strother Martin.
Yeah, I mean, I know what you're talking about. I'm not quite sure how that all fits in.
Kids. What we got here is a failure to communicate.
No, okay, now I'm getting it. Yeah, now I'm getting it.
And they're all going, huh?
Huh?
What you got to do, Miles Jr., we got to get your mind right.
You know what they said to me?
Fuck off?
No, they said, what?
Don't you see the hamster has got to stay in the cage.
What?
Until his supervision.
What?
Exactly. I could see you doing that.
What?
If you let the hamster out of the cage, it's gonna run a rabbit and run around the house.
Look at that hamster run! He's a running Luke!
Oh my goodness. That's too funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a line Dennis Hopper said in that movie, but I can't. I don't think he said anything.
Hey, man, the freaking hamster's over the wall, and he's gone.
It's lucky that I keep these hard-boiled eggs next to my bed. So the hamster would go there.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I think you should make a box in your backyard and stick your kids in it.
You think?
Well, it wouldn't work too well now. It's so goddamn cold. But
yeah.
When it was hot, you know.
Yeah.
It would work a little bit.
Maybe I'll just give him a cat.
No, oh, there you go. That way, if the hamster gets out, it gets 8.
Yeah. End of problem.
End of problem.
Problem solved.
Yeah, well, if it would have died in the old heating duct, then it would have been a problem.
Yeah, that's all good in here. Woo!
That's right. It smells like you, Daddy.
What?
You shut your pie hole, kids. You're going to spend a night in a box. I don't even mean your mother's.
What?